USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
A suspect shot and killed three people and seriously wounded two others at a bar near Kenosha, Wisconsin, early this morning. The suspect had been asked to leave the bar. He returned with a gun. This witness tells Captured News what he saw.
When I looked out the window, it was just chaos. People running in every direction possible. People screaming.
A manhunt is underway. The shooting happened at the Summers House Tavern just north of the city. Kenosha County Sheriff David Beth said they believe the suspect knew who he was targeting. There have been nearly 150 mass shootings since the first of the year. Anti-police protesters sprayed a liquid irritant at officers in Sacramento, California last night. Four officers were hospitalized. Police say rioters also threw rocks at officers and committed acts of vandalism. Anti-police protests have swelled back up across the country again in the wake of the police shootings of Dante Wright and a 13-year-old boy in Chicago. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Shekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
The Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department says the suspect in the FedEx shooting in Indianapolis used two rifles that he had purchased legally last year. The former employee of the facility killed eight people on Thursday night. Police identified the victims on Saturday. Four of them are members of the local Sikh community. Alexei Navalny's doctor says he's close to death in a Russian prison. Dan Naraki from the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau has the latest.
The physician for imprisoned Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny says immediate action is needed as his patient could be close to death. Dr. Yaroslav Ashikbin says Navalny's health is deteriorating in the third week of a hunger strike to protest a refusal to allow his personal physicians to see him when he began to experience severe back pain. Navalny was arrested in January after returning from Germany, where he was recovering from being poisoned with a nerve agent, something he blames on Vladimir Putin's government. Navalny was imprisoned for violating a suspended sentence stemming from a fraud conviction, something he said was politically motivated.
You are listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
President Joe Biden has for the first time described the recent surge of illegal immigrants along the U.S.-Mexico border as a crisis in the midst of Republican-led pressure to do so. Biden was asked by a reporter in Delaware about his policy on refugee admissions. Biden says they're going to increase the number of refugees allowed into the country. Data provided by U.S. Customs and Border Protection showed that agents have apprehended 172,000 illegal aliens along the border in March. Epoch Times reports there has been a public relations battle on the language surrounding the unprecedented surge at the southern border since Biden took office. Brendan Gunzel has a border update from the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau.
Customs and Border Control is continuing to see a surge of migrants crossing the southern border. National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd has this to say to Fox.
We also have to look towards the future. I mean, as long as we continue to release people into the United States after they violate our laws with no consequences, people are going to continue to come. That's the simple fact.
According to reports, agents have apprehended more than 1,600 migrants over the last 24 hours.
About 450 unaccompanied migrant girls ages 13 to 17 were abruptly moved out of a U.S. housing facility in Houston less than 3 weeks after it opened. Ambulances and law enforcement vehicles were seen outside the facility on Friday night. Buses arrived Saturday morning to transport the girls. The Houston Chronicle reports the closure followed its reporting about crowding at the facility and that an adult staffer from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services died at the facility on Friday night. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.